My name's Richard Vinicum. I'm the director of the Byron Community College, and we feel very privileged to be hosting this conference, and I thank ALA for offering it to us. I've been going to ALA conferences since the early 90s, and only been to a couple of regional ones in that time. One was in Kakadu, and one was in Cairns. And so for us, it's really great that we can get a mix of having it in both our capital cities, but also in regional areas. So I thank you for the additional effort that you might have made in getting here. A quick kind of check-in from you. Could you please stand up if this is the very first time you've been to Byron Bay? Could you just stand? Well, welcome, and I hope you have a chance to have a look around. Thank you. It's great to see that probably nearly half the conference has come here for the first time. And those of you who are returning also, hope you brings back good memories and you get a chance. We're going to have some very variable weather, but as Barry Golding said at the drinks last night, it was frost yesterday when he left Ballarat. So hopefully at least it's warm for you, even if the swimming's not great. And you'll get a taste, because it's probably only going to be showers, of some of the outdoor environment. Now, this conference is designed as a learning journey. So it's really, we've really considered as much as possible every moment and where it's leading to in the next moment. And I know Byron's a very distracting place, but I would encourage you to try and stay on this journey for at least until 4 o'clock on Friday. And that includes the dinner, and you might want to see Vicky if you're not quite sure if you're registered for the dinner. But everything that's happening, we've really tried to carefully put it in as part of this theme of resilience and how it relates to lifelong learning. I've got some wonderful guest speakers and keynote speakers who you will have seen in your program and probably even when you chose to come here. And there's also a lot of interactivity in the workshops. A little bit more about the actual workshop organisation later and where you'll be going, so don't get too concerned about where your orientation is. I will just tell you a couple of housekeeping things first, and that is the exits are on both sides of the building if we need to get out in a hurry. I was once directing a play that was in here, and the fire alarms went off in the middle of the play, and you're not left in any doubt if there's any sort of a need for evacuating the premises, and you can go both ways out of the building. There are toilets on both the ground floor that we're on and also on the first floor, which is one of the workshop spaces. The Southern Cross University room is upstairs. So if this one's full, you can try the upstairs. And you've already probably experienced the tea and coffee and refreshment facility just out here in the courtyard. Part of the thinking, after experiencing many conferences of not having a bag but having some other things given to you as you come in, the water bottle, hopefully if you put your name on it, because there's only a few coloured combinations, the water bottle is designed for you to kind of carry around with you and keep, as well as a memento of the conference. They have been all thoroughly cleaned. You can fill them up with water at water stations, at the workshops, as well as just outside in the courtyard here, and you've got your notebook and your name tag. Keep that with you all the time, and as well for the dinner tonight. So I'd like to now get stuck into setting the scene for the conference. Resilience. I went on to the internet, as you do, rather than the old method of going to the Macquarie Dictionary. Resilience. I just plucked out three definitions. The ability to recover quickly from illness, change, or misfortune. One word, resilience, buoyancy. Another definition, The ability of an ecosystem to return to its original state after being disturbed. And the third, the amount of potential energy stored in an elastic material when deformed. That's the physics. And all those three, and whatever it means to you in terms of personal resilience. I wrote down my definition, bouncing back, but not necessarily in the same shape. Because we have to know that whatever happens and the way that we're blown about with all the different changes that are happening in a seemingly endless, accelerating way in the world, that the idea of being able to bounce back but recognise that our shape is going to be different. That's important. The questions that I've got, which I hope are sort of provocations for the conference in some way, where we get this relationship with adult learning, what does a resilient you look like? What does a resilient relationship look like? What does a resilient organisation look like? What does a resilient community look like? What does a resilient world look like? And what is resilient learning? What is the process by which our learning takes place that will enhance the resilience? Just for a moment, could you just turn to someone? You might be sitting next to someone you know, or you might be sitting next to someone that you came with, or someone that you have never met before. But in twos or threes, very quickly, could you just have a quick conversation about what is up for you now? What are you learning now? What are you most yearning to learn, and what is happening for you in your learning journey? Just a few words, quick conversation. Thanks.